What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bringing incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest has a very unique story. She is an author. She is kind of like a coach, but also a crystal healer. Please welcome Cindy Buckley. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
So you shared with me something that is very interesting in regards to your health. And I think that it's something to highlight because I've never heard of this, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't. You said that you've had stage 4 cancer for 24 years.
25.
Oh, 25 years. I'm sorry. And you had ovarian cancer.
I have.
How do you think that you've had it for... You've been able to, I guess, I don't know, survive. Is that the right word for so long?
Well, I guess it's the right word. This particular type of cancer, I'm lucky enough that it is slow growing. However, it can change at any time.
Sure.
And when I first got the diagnosis, I remember bursting into tears, of course, because, you know, cancer is just devastating in our society. And for a month, I cried. All I did was cry. Yeah. Cry, 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 cry. And I thought, you know what? After a month, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
Emotionally and physically. I mean, I was exhausted. You cry that much, you're going to get tired. And I finally decided, I can't cry anymore. This is just not working for me. So I asked my spirit guides. I said, okay, what do I do? And they said, just live your life.
Mm.
And I went, but I could die at any minute.
Yeah.
And they said, live your life. And so I went, okay, that's what I started doing. Now, it probably took about a year before I stopped thinking about it constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get your first diagnosis of cancer, the second one is like, oh, well, here we go again. You know, right. It's not so shocking or bad.
Yeah. And so... You're, I don't know what kind of cancer it is, but if you had to go through any chemo or anything like that, or?
Well, what I have is called neuroendocrine carcinoma. Steve Jobs had it as well, but he died from it in his mid-50s, but he did some odd things as well. I, on the other hand, chose to do the quote-unquote sort of normal thing. I had a thing called, because the cancer is metastasized to my liver. And it really only is in my liver. Thank you, because it can metastasize to your bone marrow.
Oh, yeah.
And if it goes to the liver regenerates. Although the tumors are always there, you know, the likelihood of me going in remission is nil.
Yeah.
And that's because of this type of cancer. The only thing I could hope for is that the cancer tumors will calcify.
Yeah.
And that's when they die. So I had a thing called chemoembolization where they cut into your groin muscle and your thigh and they drop the chemo beads directly into your liver.
Okay.
And it takes 4 weeks for you to start feel human again because all the dead cells are coming out and you have flu-like symptoms. I was really quite sick.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the risk is some of the beads will migrate to places they shouldn't. And mine did. They went into my gallbladder. And so I ended up in the hospital for 6 days because, and no one would take my liver out because, no one would take my gallbladder out because the liver was so inflamed and it was too high risk of surgery.
Wow.
It took they put me on the highest dose of antibiotics for 4 days, IV. And it calmed everything down. I didn't eat for a while. And I also lost like 15 pounds in like 3 days because I couldn't eat anything. It was just, I eat and it went right through me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I lost the weight, but I wouldn't recommend doing it that way.
No, definitely not. I don't recommend that either.
Yeah, not a good way to lose weight. And then when that all calmed down, I got to do the left side of the liver. And that was okay. That one was because it's much smaller and beads can't migrate anywhere. And since then, it's been 10 years. I've been stable.
Okay. Wow. That's fascinating. I always learn something new from my guests. And their stories are, your everyone's stories are so unique. What you've survived, what you've gone through to get to where you are today is actually, it's like almost miraculous. I mean, it sounds like it to me. Now, were you always in working with crystals and these different healing modalities while you're going through all this? Or did you start doing some of that stuff as you've been going through this process?
No, I had started the process prior to the cancer diagnosis.
Okay.
Really helped me a whole lot.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, one thing I didn't mention was I also have had neck surgery. I had two crushed discs.
Oh.
So I had bone on bone. And at one point, my left arm, I lost complete mobility in the left arm. And I was working with crystals. And so, believe it or not, I took a citrine and I laid down with it on my neck for about half an hour, an hour. Finally, I got some mobility back into my left arm. And I said, after a few months, okay, I didn't rush, by the way, I thought, you know, maybe I should go to the doctor and have surgery because, you know, this could happen again at any time and I may not be able to recover my left arm from it.
Yeah.
So I did have surgery and I have a plate and screws in there.
Wow. Holy God, you've been through, your body's gone through the ringer.
It has. And surprisingly, I'm still in good spirits.
Yes, you've got a great spirits. Like you're just kind of like letting it roll off of you. But I feel like that's kind of part of allowing yourself to just live. Like you said to me before we started recording, you know, when you're going through all this and you were upset, you know, and you were talking to your spirit guides, share that with us. I know you just told it to me, but I want you to share it with the audience because I think that it's a very important lesson.
Well, one of the things is when you get a diagnosis, a devastating diagnosis, and I've had cancer twice, neck surgery, I have a condition called morphia, which is skin tightening, which affects my joints, my muscles, heading for a wheelchair. You have to have a decision made, and you're the only one who can make that decision, and you have to decide, what else? What is there to do? Yeah. So in my midst of my cancer diagnosis, I cried for a month. I was exhausted. And I asked my guides, what do I do? And they said, just live your life. And I'm like, but I can die at any minute. And they said, live your life. And guess what? That's what I did. It took me a while, of course, maybe a year before I wasn't thinking about it all the time, but I now live my life. And one of the greatest joys I get is helping people.
Yeah.
Because once you go through that much stuff and also having depression most of my life, I can actually understand and have compassion towards people going through a lot of different things that they go through.
So, and I had asked you this before we started recording. So you are a crystal healer, but you're kind of like a coach, helping people move through some of these difficult phases that they're going through.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I do the crystal healing and I have a program, which it's a 6-month program and you just come once a month. And the first 3 months are about clearing out and balancing. And then the next 3 months are about raising your vibration. Mm-hmm. Because once we clear out and get rid of everything that you don't need, you got to have your vibration raised. So love is a very vibrational thing. Fear is very low vibrational. And you want to get to yourself to the high vibrational state. And I have seen amazing things happen for people. You know, and I'll be honest, I'm the facilitator. I'm not really the healer.
Right.
I am really just the facilitator. But like my father was in the hospital one time with 105 fever.
Uh-huh.
He was on his deathbed. And all I did was ask the guides and angels to help him. And whatever would be best for him and send him lots of love. 3 days later, he was fine.
Wow.
Did I have anything to do with that? Maybe, maybe not. But this is something you can do. You can help other people simply by asking the legions of souls who are there, who want to help, but can only help if asked.
Yeah. Why would someone want to live or vibrate at a higher level?
Oh, because you'd be surprised at how wonderful things are. It's a type of happiness and a knowing that nothing can bother you, that is an overwhelming sense of peace.
Yeah.
And calmness. And you learn to live with everything that's thrown at you, but you go through it with ease and grace. Because the stuff getting thrown at you just doesn't stop. It's the question of how you choose to want to respond to it.
Yeah, for sure. That's beautiful. Hi, guys. This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. I'm here to share another exciting partnership with you. I have joined forces with doTERRA. They are the leading provider of high-quality essential oils. I've got some here I like to consume, the ones that are consumable. So like sweet orange is really great. I also really, really love their toothpaste. Natural whitening and kind of really helps clean your mouth. You know, we do carry a lot of germs in our mouth, but I've loved the toothpaste. I've ordered it many times. These are some supplements. Here is the Lifelong Vitality Pack. Really great products, high quality products. Definitely recommend it. I also really love the collagen. NMN is a proven anti-aging product. So the collagen and the NMN together is a real game changer. I'm big into collagen. I believe it. I've been taking it for like 20 years before it's even gotten so popular. And that's probably why I maintain my skin elasticity, my hair and nails. I highly recommend checking out doTERRA if you're a fan of high quality essential oils. Not all essential oils are created the same. Go click the links in the description, sign up, or take advantage of one of my bundles that I'm recommending to you with the toothpaste, also the cleaning products and the supplements. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you and stay tuned for more to come. Tell us a little bit about your book. You kind of told me a little story about like just how things were coming to you and you were started writing them down. Your book is called Love Awakens You. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, about it was probably 19 years ago now. I started reading The Course in Miracles, Disappearance of the Universe first. And I said, oh my God, I have to get A Course in Miracles. So I read The Disappearance of the Universe. I read A Course in Miracles and I did the workbook in A Course in Miracles all at the same time. I don't recommend you do that because your ego is going to get challenged a lot. My ego was really challenged. And what happened at the same time is inspirational sayings started coming to me. I'd be in a restaurant, like, where's a piece of paper? I'd write it on a napkin, or, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I go, oh yeah, I'll remember it, didn't remember it. So all these inspirational sayings kept pouring into me. And about 18 years later, I decided, you know what, I need to put these in a book. They could be helpful to people.
Yeah.
I have single line ones, and then I have four line ones. And then, you know, I started having all these questions. Well, what's love? What's universal love? What's judgment? What's specialness? And I just started writing the answers. And then I realized it wasn't the question that was important. It's the answers that are important, because you read the answers and it tells you what you need to know.
Yeah.
You don't need to know the question. I have some meditations and then some reflections in the book. And you don't have to do any affirmations or self-help protocols or journaling. You just read the book slowly. And as you read the book, you know, it's like an onion. Layers of fear are going to come off of you.
Yeah.
And as that happens, more light comes out. And as more light comes out, more love can get in. And more love within you comes out. And you become a kind and more compassionate person. And you learn to have the courage to make changes.
Yeah, I love that. I need to buy the book.
It's really good. I mean, I'm going to tell you a story about myself.
Okay. Yes.
I wrote my book and read it many times, of course. When you write a book, you know, my husband was the editor, because I couldn't change the words. It's the way the words are put together that actually does the unlocking, so you can find your true self. And I started the process of, publishing the book. And I woke up one middle of the night and said, nope, not going to do it. Can't do it. I like being a hermit. I like my solitude. Nope, I'm not getting out. Nope, not happening. I spent a whole day panicking She could see my panic attack. I'm ranting and raving around the house. No, I can't do it. You know, the guides are just laughing at me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do it. You know, after a day of complaining, I calmed myself down, did a little meditation, and then I went, okay, all right, I know this has to be done. I can do it. If I hadn't read my own book numerous times, I wouldn't have gained the self-confidence that I needed to be able to publish the book and be able to speak about it as well. Now, I wrote the book. I'm getting a benefit from it.
Sure. Wow, that's beautiful. Well, there you go. That's the power of the book. And you wrote it.
My husband, who is not interested in any of the stuff that I do, absolutely not interested and very set in his ways.
Yeah.
Very, you know, rigid.
Yeah.
Well, he's editing the book, so he had to read it numerous times. Took about 6 months, but wow, the changes are amazing.
That's beautiful. Oh my gosh, I love that. You shared something with me. You're working on a second book, right?
I am. The second book is in the process right now. It's called Love Saves You. And it does have more answers, part two. I also have three very simple exercises you do up front. Each one should take no more than a minute or two to do, and you write the answers down.
Okay.
And it's not until after you read the book, you redo the exercises to see if your answers have changed.
Yeah, okay.
And it is, you know, they can change, they may not change. It depends.
Yeah.
I recommend do it a few months later, do the little exercises then. And your answers will change by that time. I know my answers have changed when I first did it. And then I had some definitions where I explained different things like what's a soul, mirror effect, want versus need, bright versus happy, lots of different things like that. And then I provide some helpful tips, different things that people can try that I know are simple and effective to do.
Yeah, no. So what is the different messages from each book? So Love Awakens You, what's the message from that one? And then Love... What's the second?
Love Saves You.
Love Saves You. What's the different messages of each of those?
Well, Love Awakens You is really about learning to trust your intuition and open up to more yourself, your true self.
Yeah.
Love Saves You actually goes deeper into releasing fear. Mm. Much deeper. Wow. You're really going to want to read the book slowly. Because I present very different ways of looking at things.
Yeah.
Which Love Awakens You does that, but Love Saves You just goes way more in depth.
Beautiful. That's amazing. I think that, I mean, regardless of where you are in your journey in this life, I think that either one would probably benefit you, right?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter. And you can read Love Saves You without reading Love Awakens You. It's just easier if you read Love Awakens first.
Sure. It's like a guide, a stepping stone to the next
the
next level that you are going to vibrate at.
It is the next level.
Cindy, with that being said, where can people find you, connect with you, and purchase the books? Or the book for now, the books to come.
You can reach me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-I, Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, .com.
The book.
Oh, yeah, the books. I brain fart.
That's all right. It happens to me too.
Oh my God. Yes, you can find me at cindybuckley.com, LinkedIn, Facebook, and the Love Awakens You is available anywhere you would like to buy your favorite ebook. The paperback and audiobook are only available on Amazon.
Perfect. All right. You guys, I'm going to put those links in the show notes. So if you are interested in, you know, peeling away some of those layers of fear and elevating at a higher level, go purchase the book on Amazon and go check her out on her website and follow her on social. Real quick, though, Cindy, your course, the 6-month course you're talking about, can they find information about that on your website as well?
I am word of mouth only.
Oh, okay.
for, and you can certainly tell people about my crystal healings because it's a unique program, brand new.
Okay.
And you need to come to my home to have sessions.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm only by word of mouth. I don't want to publish it.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, forget about that, you guys.
No. The problem with crystal healing is people think it's too woo-woo. And to be honest, it's a very ancient form of healing, which is very effective in the right hands.
I've got a bunch of, this is not it, but I've got a bunch of crystals myself.
Ooh.
Yeah. I thought that was the right one. Yeah.
I've got very, very large, very large, very large connection, bigger than you could possibly imagine.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, this is the part of the show, Cindy, where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
I would love for everybody to take the effort to connect to their intuition. I think it's incredibly important. I believe that when people learn to connect to their intuition, they allow more light out of themselves and be able to share their beauty with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that. And everyone has intuition, not just women, men have it too. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's important to, I think that it's a very important gift when you can tune into that intuition and allow it to guide you in your life and just trust yourself. So very,
absolutely.
Very beautiful. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and your resilience is amazing. And the way you've allowed your guides to guide you on this path and helping others really kind of find their way as well, because it's people like you that help others kind of get out of that yucky, mucky stuff that they might be going through and just live their lives.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I enjoy it. I love doing it. And brings me a lot of happiness.
We can tell. Well, thank you very much for what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cindy. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.